Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 664. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. We want to get the Word of God to you because there's such an anti-Word of God world that we're living in that and people don't know the Word of God. So that they're not able to tell whether these anti-Christ, anti-Word of God people, anti-Bible, anti-God people, whether they are telling the truth or not. And many have fallen away because they monopolize the major news media, and they keep bringing a list of charges against people that are just living godly lives and keeping the commandments of the Lord. They're the most dangerous people in the world, these Vaticanites, and people have to realize that and pull out of it before it's everlastingly too late. I've got a strong message from the Bible, I've got letters and music, but right now let's pray. Father, destroy the words of the satanic beings. Some of these people, Lord, you told me already that you're going to just kill their children. And the two twins of Nancy Grace, this woman is not interested in people at all. She's interested in having a show that is full of sensational lies. And there is no rhyme or reason for what she's doing other than that she's trying to become popular, and she is strictly out to have a number one show, and it doesn't matter, at the expense of hundreds of thousands, millions of Christians. And Lord, I ask that you do what you said you were going to do to her. It's just sad that her twins have to pay the penalty for what she's doing. I've warned her, and I believe with all my heart that she has received my message. So, Lord, she's paid no attention to the message that you gave me to give to her. And so she's going to try to blame, she can't blame anyone else but herself when it happens. And it's going to happen to all the other people that are partaking in this Antichrist movement against Christians and God's work. They don't know you, Lord. They don't know anything. They're blind. They're dead in their spirits, according to your word. And therefore, I pray that you'll give them enlightenment, or else, Lord, do what you gotta do. Lord, let souls be saved. Destroy all these works of Satan that have risen up in these last hours to destroy human souls. Bind these people, bind Satan, bind them, confuse them in Jesus' name. Close every door to them and open great and mighty doors for your children. Lord, I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus that souls may be saved in the body of Christ, the true born of the Spirit Christians, be strengthened in Jesus' name. I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now here's Fake Springman to sing. You know, the whole church is being crucified with a bunch of lies, just as they did Jesus. Jesus was crucified by a bunch of these liars. They told lies, and then they put him on a cross because of lies. They said he wanted to take over the secular government. I have no intention of taking over the secular government. More than me, Jesus wanted nothing to do with the secular government. He came here to win souls, not take over any secular government. He's coming back to take over the entire world, and he sent us here to take over the world. And the words that those of us that are of the Lord preach are the words of God. And it doesn't matter whether you people that want to go to hell, if you don't believe them, that's your problem. Because by not believing them, you're damning your own soul and you don't know it. But here's Fake Springman to say words that are very precious, to sing them to you. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Are you there? Are you in the Spirit when, if you are, you're being crucified too? So this is how we are able to relate with Jesus, because the same thing that he went through, he said we would go through. If they crucified your master, they will crucify you. If they persecute your master, and they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. Are you there? Are you there? Or were you ever there? Have you fallen away? You like to crucify Christ? Well, then don't feel bad when Christ sends your soul into hell in the lake of fire. Where are you there, Fag Springman? Fag Springman. Now the law that all creation is supposed to live by is the law which was given by Moses, a Jew, also a polygamist. He had three wives. So they were young wives also. He was around 80 years old when he married them, and he died when he was 120 years old. He was in the ministry 40 years. I've been in the ministry going on 44 years now. So the law was given by Moses for all mankind to live by. And that's what we preach, is the law of God, not the law of seducing spirits in these last days that are making the word of God of no effect. It's like, it doesn't mean anything what God says. And they act as though God is dead. No, the Bible says, and this is the law of God, that everyone that is not born again of the Spirit is dead. You folks are dead that are riding herd on a bunch of Christians that you call cult, when in reality they're keeping the law of God. And that is the law of God. So Moses preached the law of God. And the law of God was not only given to Moses verbally, but it was written in two tables of enduring stone, enduring granite by the finger of God himself. God did not want to entrust the law with any human being, so therefore he wrote the law with his finger, his own finger, on two tables of granite. Now, so the law was given, though, it was given to Moses, and the law, God made Moses give the law to his chosen people, the Jews. And then it says, but grace and truth, which we, the power of God to preach the truth, came by Jesus Christ. So Jesus said, think not. That's what I just gave you was John 1. 17. John 1, 17. The law was given by Moses, the Jew. It's not secular law. It's totally against secular law. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus sets you free, but Satan has you bound. Satan says you can't be married. Satan says you can't be married if you're an older man. Yeah, you must not have a young... Now, it's all right for young boys and young girls to have sex. And they provide condoms and birth control pills for them. But anyone 2 years older than the girl, that's sin, according to secular, satanic, antichrist, Roman Catholic canon law. Now, Jesus says about the law that was given to Moses... and grace and truth, power and truth came by Jesus Christ. Quote to Jesus, these are the words of Jesus. Think not that I came, that I am come to destroy the law of Moses or the prophets, or to make you think that the law of Moses or the prophets, you're not supposed to read that anymore. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17 through 19. Okay? Now, no man can serve two masters. You have to believe what God says, or you have to do what Satan says. No man can serve two masters. You can't, like John Hagee has done, stated that the Roman Catholic cult, as the Bible says, as the prophet said, that they are the Antichrist, and then apologize to them afterwards. I have more respect for a person that never accepted the gospel, never accepted the law of God, and never did any of those things at all, than I do John Hagee, who preached, and then when he got frightened, he backed up. He broke down like a double-barreled shotgun and backed up like a switch engine. The man is not of the Lord. Anyone that keeps going to his church is sick in their head. If you're calling yourself spiritual, then don't do that anymore. Because God said, the prophet said, Jesus said that these are antichrists. Think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to do that. I am not come to destroy. But I came to show you that what the prophets, what Moses and the prophets said are absolutely true. There's no need for you people to be double-minded. Listen to God. If you listen to God and Satan, you can't serve two masters. For either you will hate the one, you must hate Satan, and love the Lord and love the other. For else he will hold to the one and desert, in other words, despise the other. You cannot serve God and anything of this world. That's Matthew 6:24. Matthew 10:28 says, and fear not them which can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. You're not going to kill me because God's going to kill you first. But remember, rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. That's God. Now, I keep saying these things because these reprobates keep saying the things that they're saying that are against God's word. Okay, we have some letters today. Where's the first one from, Sharon?
From Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, okay, from Texas. Texas is Antichrist is using that state very strongly to in an attempt to destroy people, to disregard the warnings from God, the Son, which he had commanded to them on one of his evening visits. This Satan became Eve's master, just like he has become your master. She immediately became Satan's first evangelist, and Adam was her first convert. Who is converting you? Nancy Grace, who God said he's going to destroy her twins for not backing off like she's been told to by the Lord. She's so indignant. She's an airhead. Is satanic airhead. Okay, what do they say from what state?
Texas.
Texas. Okay, what are they saying?
Dear Brother Alamo, God bless you. I'm distributing Christian literature to the church people. The churches have fallen. Blasphemy in the post-Christian world gives a clear picture of post-Christian America. On TV, we are listening to blasphemers Oprah Winfrey, Rick Warren, and Brian McLaren, blaspheming the Bible and the Holy Spirit.
And Nancy Grace, and every one of them, really. Name one of them that's preaching the truth. Even these supposed to be preachers have turned their back on God and apologized to the Antichrist. Then what?
The churches are full of gamblers, winebibbers, adultery, people dressed like freaks, bums, and gigolos. The music, noise of the world, snake dancing with the beat of the drums. Yet the shepherds with their soft voices can't even preach a sermon against sin. Shepherds and their herd have lost spiritual discernment because they have rejected God, Jehovah, God and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior.
Right, and they've joined the Antichrist, he who is God's archenemy. Then what?
Quote, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, unquote, Hosea 4:6. Thank you for the literature. God bless you forever, Sister Jessie Lopez from Dallas, Texas.
And God bless you in the Lord. Amen. All right, and then Ms. Lopez. Okay, then any other letter?
Yes, from Kumasi, Ghana, Africa.
All right, praise the Lord. And what?
Dear sir, how is life in Texarkana?
Well, we're not in Texarkana at the moment, and I spend very little time in Texarkana, but we are in Los Angeles now. Okay, so go ahead. We're fine here, and we're fine, all the people in Texarkana and Powell, Arkansas, Fort Smith, Muldrow, Oklahoma, and other areas in Oklahoma. Boonville, Arkansas, New York, New Jersey, and all over the world. We have people all over the world preaching these messages that the Lord has given me. Then what?
Thank God I am loving life here in Africa. Thank you for your kind donations. The Bible, literature, and cassette tapes that you sent to me have all arrived safely. How generous you are. God bless you out of Zion, and more power to you. I'm very pleased and grateful. I would like to request some messages on CDs also. Thank you for your pivotal role in my Christian life. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Till then, goodbye, and may the Lord be with your spirit. Sincerely, George Abufur from Kumasi, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. All right. Now we have some other letters or information that came in regarding people that have turned themselves over to the Antichrist. And that one of them is of the many. I mean, mean, there's just so many of them, it's unbelievable, is John Higgy. Now, I used to listen to him because he talks real fast, and he comes up with these jokes and fancies himself to be a comedian because he gets his congregation to laugh. And some of the things he says is kind of funny, but the Lord never called comedians. Let's finish with that. He just apologized to the Vatican for saying what the Bible says about him. Okay, go ahead.
Higgy has often made references to, quote, the apostate church and the, quote, great whore, terms that Catholics say are slurs aimed at the Roman Catholic Church.
Well, they're the truth, though.
In his letter, Higgy said he now better understood that the Book of Revelation's reference to the Catholic Church as, quote, the apostate church, unquote, and the great whore are, quote, a rhetorical device long employed in anti-Catholic literature and commentary, unquote.
Well, I hope he's talking about my literature, because that's what my literature is all about. I just preach what the Bible says about them, that that's Satan's seat. And that you can see all the things that they're doing to people. They're making it a law now, the Vatican. They made it a law that they can't have Bibles in school. And they're just hiring all these phony attorneys to say, we'll figure this out. We'll do that. No, you either have to. It's already figured out. You just have to let the Bibles go into the school, because this is higher learning than anything else in the world. And this is the reason that there's so much crime, is because the children are not being taught what the Bible says. And they're upset with my school because our people are 2 years ahead. And they're trying to make it look that the children that are raised in Christian schools are inferior to those. Okay, let's compare it. What do they learn in the Catholic schools, the schools that are secular? Well, they learn what a condom is, and they learn what birth control pills are, and they see sex movies to turn the kids on so they start fornicating. Now, if this is, what do they say? This is abuse. When they're having sex, sex is abuse, they say. These older men that are married to younger women, all of a sudden that becomes abuse. But in school, where the kids are having sex, that's not abuse to them. Well, what about these people that are on pornographic stations and so on? They're just abusing each other, but they seem to lack at that abuse. And, you know, the people of the world, they just think that's crazy when people say they're abusing somebody because they're having sex with them. If they're raping somebody, well, then that's abuse. But it seems like all these children are really going for it because the school system, the secular school system, which is run by the Vatican, is turning the children on to have sex. But when they're doing it in the school system, it's not abuse. It's really permissible, and you're going to furnish condoms and birth control pills for them. You people are so sick. You really need to receive the Word of God so that you can enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, I'm preaching these things to you because the Lord has mercy on your rotten, dead souls. When you accept the gospel, then the Spirit of the Lord enters into you and you become saved. And then you would never turn back or try to league yourself with the Antichrist, the Catholic cult that sits in the city of the seven mountains or seven hills where God said the Antichrist, that Satan himself sits there. That's his seat. Now, Reverend Higgy has apologized to them. You people that want to go to heaven, get out of that cult. He's a cult. And everyone else that renounces the Word of God, the law of Moses, and the truth of Christ, you're a cult. A cult says that they're God. Your Pope says that he's God. When I was put in, hijacked into prison, I was railroaded in there. They sent these feds in there and says, they didn't ask, why are you preaching the gospel? They said, what have you got against the Pope? I said, why are you people concerned about what I've got against the Pope? The Pope is in Italy. He's supposed to be there. And this is the United States. Why are you putting an Antichrist incarnate body of Satan into this country and letting Satan rule the country? Don't you people know that you're going to go to hell? And they started laughing. And so their solution was, I said, why don't you people get checked out for mental strength and so on? Let's read the Bible and I'll see how strong you are mentally. Now, I wouldn't go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist because they're the exact opposite of God. Why go to the devil to be evaluated? But anyway, let's hear the rest of this.
Hagee stressed that in his use, quote, neither of these phrases can be synonymous with the Catholic Church, unquote.
Oh, my God. Blasphemer. Blasphemer. Why did you do this? Then what else?
The remarkable 2.5-page letter was no doubt inspired by the political storm Hagee's endorsement caused.
Yes. Hagee, along with all these other phony Christians, are endorsing secular people that are running for president of the United States. Like, that's a big job. I've got to be a dog catcher than to be president of the United States, because I don't know that I wouldn't even want to be anything in this government, because I'm not of this world. I'm not of this government. And here Hagee and Pat Robertson and all these different people are out endorsing different secular people that are definitely of the devil. Mrs. Clinton is of the devil. Obama is of the devil. And so is this other character. What's his name?
McCain.
Not even important enough for me to remember his rotten name. And because of the fact that McCain didn't like what Hagee was saying about the Pope and his cult, Hagee realized that, oh my God, these men that are, women that are running for president will not think I'm a good preacher anymore, so I better apologize real quick. You think that you were really doing some classy dancing here. Fancy dancing, Gandhi dancing. But what you did was showed me exactly what you are. And I knew this before, and I told people on the air about you before, how evil you are and how unscriptural you are. You're a maniac for selling your soul because of some idiot that's running for president of the United States so he can be a puppet of the Pope. And then what else does he say?
Hagee leads a San Antonio, Texas megachurch with a congregation in the tens of thousands.
Megachurch. No, I have to call it a cult. Mega cult. He has tens of thousands. I have tens of thousands that follow me into the millions all over the world. He has a church there in San Antonio. I have them everywhere in the world. Then what?
He has an even wider television audience.
Well, yes, he does. And that's why he's even more guilty for siding in with the Antichrist than he would be if he had a small congregation. But he has a large congregation, and therefore he's leading them, this darkened cult leader, into darkness and into hell. Then what?
When he endorsed McCain in late February, Donahue and...
Why did he endorse McCain? This guy, you can tell that he's, like an Elmer Fudd type character. Even Fudd is more intelligent than him. Okay, then what?
When he endorsed McCain in late February, Donahue and other Catholic leaders demanded that McCain repudiate him. The Democratic National Committee also weighed in, highlighting Hagee's remarks over the years. Some commentators even likened Hagee's effect on McCain to the controversy Democrat Barack Obama faced as a result of the views expressed by his former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
Well, Jeremiah Wright was his pastor, that was his leader, and he came out and said regarding Obama, he said that this man knows that he's lying to you folks out there. He's saying whatever he has to in order to become president. And immediately, when the Pope picked up the phone and says, don't be discussing that on television anymore, they dropped it because the Pope is in charge of the media. And so the media is no longer talking about the statements of his pastor because his pastor said he's like a Muslim. Now, who would know him better than his pastor? And his wife, and his children. He's a Muslim, and he's not a spiritual person at all. Muslims want to kill Whitey. Why would you vote for somebody that would be able to have power over you? To give that it's all right to kill Whitey, and all of us black people that are Muslims will fall in line and we'll come out and kill you. Because if the president tells us to kill you, he's listening to the Quran, and the Quran says to kill white people. It's funny, you know, that Muhammad was a white man. And they keep saying that Muhammad was the god or the lead head of the black people. He was white himself. Okay, then what?
McCain initially embraced the endorsement, eager to reach out to religious voters by securing the support of a prominent Christian conservative.
Oh, yeah, as long as you got votes, I embrace you. That's all they're after is your vote so they can become president, so they can go home and tell their wives that they scored. Then what else?
But he was soon forced to put some distance with Hagee.
Okay, yeah, now I find out that you're coming against the Catholic cult. I can't come against the Catholic cult. I'd lose a lot of votes if I did that, so I have to distance myself from you, Mr. Hagee. Then what?
Quote, it's simply not accurate to say that because someone endorses me, that I therefore embrace their views, unquote, McCain told reporters at a March news conference in Phoenix.
So McCain is saying, I don't believe that the Catholic cult is where Satan sits. I don't believe they're of the devil. Vote for me. I think the Catholic cult is wonderful, he's saying. And I'm going to make that stand until Reverend Hagee gives up his soul and he endorses the Catholic cult. And that's exactly what Hagee did. Okay, then what?
Then in April, appearing on ABC's This Week, McCain said, quote, any comments that he made about the Catholic Church, I strongly condemn, of course, unquote.
Mm-hmm. Can't lose those cat lickers' votes. Okay, then what?
During the early primaries, McCain won strong support from Catholic voters.
Well, if we're saying that, naturally, you'll get strong support from me. And McCain thinks that there's so many Catholics that'll get him into office. And I want Hagee to recant what he said about him so I can be president of the United States and go home and tell my old mama, dear old mama, that I'm president, mama. Are you proud of me? Then what?
But Hagee threatened to become an issue heading into the general election. Donahue said Hagee, by offering his apology now, may have diffused a potential problem from the Arizona senator. Quote, had this happened after Labor Day, I think it would have been an insurmountable problem for McCain to reach out to Catholics, unquote, Donahue said. Quote, now with this behind him, I think the raised eyebrows in the Catholic community will begin to normalize, unquote.
Yeah, we don't want the white Boston to frown. We don't want the Pope to frown. Don't that barge lift them. Don't dare let the white man frown. I'll slap you alongside your head. Yeah, now all the Catholics are not frowning at him. My. Okay, what else?
In a statement posted in the Catholic League's website, Donahue added, quote, "What Hagee has done takes courage, and quite frankly, I never expected him to demonstrate such sensitivity to our concerns."
No, it doesn't take courage at all. It takes weakness to yield to Satan. That's what it does. He has no courage whatsoever. It takes courage for people, or the fear of the Lord that is on me, to stand up against McCain and Clinton, Bush, this Mohaji Baba or whoever he is with his Muslim flag. And now the newscasters are saying, he is not a Muslim. Just because they talk with these affected voices like this, it makes you believe that. But believe me, he is. According to his own pastor, that was his pastor for, in fact, 20 years. Anybody that sits under my ministry for 20 days knows what I'm all about. And I'm sure, unless he's a vegetable, he knows exactly what his pastor was all about, sitting there for 20 years and honoring him so much that I want you, my pastor, to marry me and my lovely wife. And I would like very much for you to baptize the fruit of my wife's womb. Will you do that? Because I am a true blue Muslim, just like you said I was on national television. His pastor stated that he's just telling you folks out there these things, that he's not associated with what I believe. Because he's just saying what he has to in order for you to be so stupid to vote for him. And the same thing goes for all the ones. That's why I don't vote for any president of the United States, because they're all haywire and of no value whatsoever. They're puppets of the Pope. They do what he says, and they all admit it. Okay, then what else?
That was the end of the article.
That was the end of the article. Okay. Now then, I would like to read a little Bible here. Then we're going to go into where it's a law. They're making it a law now that if your kids, if you let them get homeschooled, that you're actually guilty of child abuse for teaching your children what the Bible says that you should. You should not send your children to these secular schools to believe in the Pope, to believe in Satan, and to believe in free sex, and to believe in first-degree murder by abortion, by aborting children. Now, verse 8. What chapter is this now? Chapter 2, and we're in the book of what?
1 Corinthians.
I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures because I want to get into this. Verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew. The princes of this world are the dark people, the ones that are, their minds are darkened. They're lost. They're walking in darkness and they're stumbling, and they're all going to fall in the ditch. So Jesus was the one which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, that he was God, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, not the world. Not McCain, not Obama, not Clinton, not Bush. None of these people have anything to do with the Word of God or the Holy Spirit. Now you must love the Lord. You can't love McCain and God. You can't love the Pope and God. You can't love two masters. You gotta hate one. because they hate your soul. They're leading you down into hell. But the Lord is leading you into heaven. He's not going to withhold anything. No good thing has been written, eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither have it entered the heart, into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Him! No one else. Verse 10. But God hath revealed these things unto us by His Holy Spirit. And this was one thing that you people out in the world don't have. It's the Holy Spirit. That's why you're in darkness. And you listen to one side of the story and you believe it. Then you hear my side of the story, God's side of the story, and then you believe that. You're like leaves blown in the wind, going this way and that way. You're not solid. You can't make a stand. For the Holy Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verse 11, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? See, we all have a spirit, and some of us, our spirit is dead until Christ, we receive him. Then when we receive him, we die with him, and he revives our spirit to where we're alive eternally. Which is in him, the spirit of man that is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. So, if you're just a man and you don't have the Spirit of God, you don't know the things of God. Now, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, which is dead, but the Spirit, which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. That's free. And so is your believing the things of Satan, but it's not free. You're going to have to pay a price for it. All right, now let's get on to this law, what they are doing in Germany right now. This is where all of it happened. That's where the dress rehearsal was. And let's go with it real fast, because I'd like to read more.
Police state Germany. A German couple already being threatened with jail time because they have been homeschooling their children say their nation has taken a turn for the worse with a new federal law that gives family courts the authority to take custody of children, quote, as soon as there is suspicion of child abuse, unquote, which is how that nation's courts have defined homeschooling. Quote, the new law is seen as a logical step in carving up family rights after a federal court has decided that homeschooling was an abuse of custody, unquote, said a letter from Jürgen Dudek to officials with the U.S.-based Homeschool Legal Defense Association, an international advocacy organization in support of homeschooling. It was about a year ago when WND reported a prosecutor in the German state of Hesse was seeking three-month prison terms for Jürgen Dudek and his wife, Rosemary, the parents of six children, even after they already had paid a series of fines. Officials with Netzwerk Bilderfreiheit, a German homeschool advocacy group, said the prosecutor, unsatisfied with the fines, wanted 90-day terms in custody for the parents.
All right, now, they want you to send your children to secular schools, public school system, so that God cannot be taught there. It's against the law to preach God. They don't want you to school them at home because you're going to be teaching them about God. And we devils don't want you teaching your children about God, because I, the devil, am God. And unless you put your children in public school, we're going to put you in prison for child abuse, because you're not letting us teach your children about the devil and satanic things in this world. And you're not allowing us to turn your kids on to sex and what condoms and birth control pills are all about. And you're not letting us teach them, show them these sex movies in Skull to turn them on to lives of Satan. Then what?
The latest letter from the family described the new law as granting various local social services agencies vast new powers, especially the Jugendamt offices, which are responsible for looking into situations if there are allegations of, quote, child abuse, unquote.
See, this is child abuse, they say, if you don't send your children to public schools. They're doing the same thing here in the United States now. They're saying that we cannot put our gospel literature on cars. They're proposing that now. And it's going to take effect, and if we do, it's $1,000 for trying to convert you people to Jesus. So it shows that this is all Catholic teaching. The Bible talks very bad about Catholicism. It tells you exactly where the devil is sitting. And these devils don't want you to know that. How can they be effective if you make their church look like a coven, which it is? The Bible makes the Catholic cult into a coven, a place where demons congregate and have fun conferring with one another, and therefore they give you power. So we're breaking up the power of the Antichrist, destroying it, and they want to stop us, so they're trying to make laws in the state of California, and then later throughout the whole United States, that we can't distribute gospel literature. Well, where is the freedom of religion? This is, the Lord tells us to publish His word and distribute it. And now they're trying to say, well, that car is somebody's personal property, and so you can't put it on their car. Well, you know, why are they letting people passing out condoms and birth control pills to our children? I believe that that is against the law of God. And so, you know, it's a fight. This is a fight that you Christians must get involved with it. It's a fight between God and Satan. It's a war of words, a war of law. So we have to enforce the law of God with the word of God by preaching it. And they're going to enforce their laws by throwing people in jail, murdering them, making up false charges that, you know, different churches are pedophiles. But in fact, they're the ones that are the top people on pedophilia. They're the ones that molest little children, little boys, have anal and oral sex with them. You're a disgusting bunch of, you know what I mean? They make up charges that we're tax cheats, that we have people in chains, that we're using child labor, that we're working people too hard, when in fact, they're the ones that are causing people to work their fingers to the bone, even children. You go to these Catholic schools and they've got them doing all kinds of things over there. Accuse people of polygamy, which is of the Lord anyway. And they accuse people of raping people, living with several wives, married when they were just children. They have made different bad business deals. And they we called us an anti-Catholic hate group. Well, the Lord tells us to hate the devil, to hate evil, love God and hate evil. The people in the church are created the designs. I designed a bunch of jackets and sold them. And they said that the people at the church designed them. That is not true. A profit-making entity, that we're having a profit-making entity. Hey, if I wanted profit, if I wanted to make money, I own a Beatles album. I've told you people this before. That Beatles album I've been told is worth over, they said, $50 to $100 million. That I could sell that right now to a record company. So I'm not into profit-making entity. If I was, I wouldn't preach the way I do, because there's no profit in what I'm doing. What we do, what we make in our church, we give it out. There's no one making any profit over here, that we're living a luxurious lifestyle. What I was is I was railroaded into prison. They say I ignored taxes. I have never ignored taxes. That I preach only polygamous messages. This is ridiculous. It's a lie. That the kids are not learning anything in our schools, when in fact our children are 2 years ahead of everyone in the public school. They all know how to read and write, and the people in the public school that come to live at our place after they've been converted, they don't even know how to read or write. So we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, folks. These people are literally possessed with the spirit of the devil. So we're fighting against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness. We have God's principles, and they have principles that are against God. We're fighting against these satanic evil powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, in celestial regions. The devil's called the prince of the air. Now, the time that we pray, we're going to choose whether we're going to follow the prince of darkness, which is the devil, or the Lord, the prince of light, the God of all lights. So let's pray. Let's pray to God and say, Lord, I want to be with you, not the prince of darkness. Say, my Lord, and say this to God, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And that I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, Holy Spirit, into my heart. Wash all of my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me. You said, all that call upon the name of the Lord sincerely shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Sharon, just praise and thank the Lord now, and Sharon, tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this audio tape or CD. Cost is free of charge, including postage and handling. The number of this tape, this program, is 664.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, make sure to tune in tomorrow for another earful of truth of how you can enter heaven and absolutely stay out of hell. Here I am to sing a song that we all must obey. We have to keep going onward one day at a time. Don't be afraid of what's going to happen to you, because if we just believe God, God is going to protect us. This song is entitled Onward Christian Soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the Royal. against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go.
Church on.